I know, you know, you had a lot of interesting points, and you know, one of the things that the people in the community feel that there's there's a lack of communication and a lack of trust. And how do you work with that? Because that's one of the hardest things, especially in areas like Asbury Park.
Well, that's why events like this are so important. You know, there's been a longstanding lack of trust between the community and the police department, community and the city, many years. And I think a lot of people here are working very, very hard to overcome that and to fix it and to get out there and get our message out and let people know what we're doing. And where things are happening and take suggestions and talk to people and say, what do you see? And we can't be everywhere. Tell us what you're seeing. Tell us what's wrong. We'll do anything we can to fix it. There are a lot of caring people here that put in a lot of time and work real hard to make things better.
There's a certain group of citizens who really want to help, but there's still a lot of people who are afraid. You know, and I think gangs have a lot to do with that. And gangs are one of the hardest things to deal with in crime fighting. How do you address that?
Well, listen, I mean, you know, that's a big challenge. I mean, it is to convince somebody that, when an incident happens, that it's okay to speak to the police and to be considered that witness. You know, it's a big challenge. We work real hard at it. And obviously we can't be everywhere, but we do everything that we can to ensure people that we'll be there for them every step of the way. You don't have to, one of the great things, you don't have to, make a written statement. You can tell us things through other means. You can make that anonymous tip. You can make that phone call. So, you know, we do a lot in terms of working with people and trying to get that message across to make sure that they know we're going to be there. We're going to be there for them. We need to rely on them. We need to build we need a total buy-in from the community.
And that trust, you know, obviously that takes time.
Sure.
And, you know, unfortunately, it seems like these things are reactionary. But you mentioned there has been a lot of positives. Talk about those positives that's been going on.
Okay, absolutely. With the police department alone, you know, we do a lot in terms of enforcement. Narcotic enforcement, gang, gun violence enforcement. We arrest a lot of people. We have a lot of investigations, and we bring a lot of resources to the city with help from our prosecutor's office, our sheriff's department. Federal agencies, all of those things, training for our officers, more police officers on the street. But, you know, a few years ago we looked at things and we knew there was still that disconnect. And, you know, you've heard people say, you know, you're not going to arrest yourself out of this problem. You know, you can arrest all the people in the world, but it's not going to fix it. So we felt like, yeah, we could do more. And we kind of took that community relations concept and tried to raise the bar. We wanted to get involved in the school system. We have officers full-time assigned to the school system, three of them, not there to arrest kids and put handcuffs on kids, there to interact with the kids, get involved with what's going on in their lives, to help them, for somebody that those kids are going to feel comfortable coming to at some point, talking to, maybe problems, maybe something happened. A lot of prevention goes into that, too. A lot of programs with the kids in the community is our focus. The Police Athletic League, as I mentioned, we have the boxing facility, the recreation in this city has so many different programs and events for kids. A lot of them are year-round. Educational programs, we read to the kids. We're in the schools. We go to the block watch meetings, the church barbecues on Saturday afternoon. We're there. There is just so many things that we're involved with that we're going to continue to do, and we feel like we're making a lot of progress. We make a lot of contacts, a lot of friends, a lot of people that say, hey, you know, yeah, you know, I might have saw this officer a couple years ago, and he was on the street and he gave me a ticket, or I saw him arresting somebody and boy, he looked mean, but we see him at the church barbecue or at the neighborhood block watch, and they deal with us on a different level, and it helps to gain that trust and to say, like, yeah, okay, well, this is somebody that I can talk to.
You know, a lot of things you mentioned, it's hard to get the 16 and plus, but it's, you know, it's possible to get the 10, the 8-year-old, and really build that relationship in the long term. And that's one of the things that people might not understand, that, you know, it takes a while to get that community trust building.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, like I said, I think we're doing everything that we can. And unfortunately, we do see some of the older teenage kids that, they do it. There's a big, big lack of trust. And it's very, very difficult to sit down with those kids and to convince them that there are other options for them, that they don't have to get involved with gang, gun violence, with drug dealing, anything like that. That, you know, there's job training programs, there's so many other things out there for them. And you know, just open up those options and give kids opportunity. So, you know, yeah, we did start to reach into the younger level, and we've been doing that for quite a few years now. And that's where, you know, as I mentioned before, we had the 14 to 16-year-old kids and not a big turnout, and we're still working on that. But we dipped down to the 10 and older, and we have a lot more numbers in terms of enrollment in our programs. So we need to stick with that.
You know, obviously the police department can only work within the boundaries of crime, you know. But mm-hmm. a lot of these things are motivated by economic factors, racial factors. The economy's not doing great. Racial tensions in this country are still at a certain place where they're not 100% alleviated. How is that going to be reflected? You know, is it one of those things that when they're starting to ease up, you guys will be able to notice a change?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, you're right. There are a lot of things going on in the country, in the world today. And, you know, look, the truth is we're not, unaffected by that. You know, what happens in other places, you know, is it going to happen here? Yeah, maybe, maybe not.
You guys are within a limit of how much you can do even physically mm-hmm. as a police department.
Right. Well, yeah, unfortunately, that's at the end of the day, that's the cold, hard facts, you know? I mean, and let's face it, we're here to ensure safety, protect our citizens, and for enforcement, and to investigate crimes when they're reported to us and charge people responsible for those crimes. That's our primary function. We're always going to do that. I think the important thing is to start to get into all of those different other programs that I mentioned and try to focus as much as we can on that, on the community relations side. Find funding for those programs, for those officers, the ones that, are going to be on the streets, walking, talking to the kids, throwing the football back and forth, the cop on the corner that the neighborhood knows, that they feel safe to come to. So, you know, hopefully that things like that, we put those in place and it helps us, with the progress that we were making.
Thank you very much, Chief. I appreciate that.
All right, Bob. I'm all talked out. No, I...